Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Row Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're glad that you joined us again.
Yes, we are. We'd like to remind you to check us out on the Facebooks and the Twitters. If you want to join in the conversation, you go to facebook.com/The Music Row Show and jump on in.
And after the show, go check out Instagram for some photos. Since it's later, you know, after the show.
After the show.
Latergram.
Right, Latergram, not Instagram.
Not Instagram.
Yeah, so we got some, we got a fun show.
We do, we do.
Do you want to, do the honor? I will say real quick that, we are so honored to have Phyllis Williams here. And
yes,
we're going to talk about, her family's, history with the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival and all of that. But then, Hino, tell us about these other gals that are here.
These other gals. Well, as you know, as we mentioned in the last hour, we're previewing the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival, which is coming up next week. Goes from August 16th to the 20th. And we're going to be playing there. But better than that, our guests this hour are going to be playing there.
Again.
Yeah. None other than Aaron Bates and Jude Toy, together known as The Darlins. Separately, Jude and Aaron have won competitions and had major gigs and turned many heads on Music Row before they established their duo adventure of The Darlins. And they recently released their first project called Crush, and they've got a new one coming out here pretty soon that we're excited to hear all about. We're just happy as heck to say, The Darlins, welcome to The Music Row Show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here. Listen,
the Smoky Mountains, we're really excited.
Great.
How many times have you done a radio show and the radio host has said, "Hello, darling"? Does it happen a lot?
It does.
I bet it does.
Oh,
that's why I'm not going to do
good
it.
Good thing that didn't happen here.
That's why we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
And her name is Jude, so we get Hey Jude.
So we get Hey Jude. And
Hello, darling. I like that.
We get a lot of that. Boom.
Okay.
Well, let's get a little bit of the history out of the way real quick about some Darlin's history.
Okay.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. They were at the Sephora cosmetic store.
Yes.
So
yes.
Talk about that. You guys were both selling, you're both here in Nashville for music.
Mm-hmm. Pursuing songwriting and solo artist careers. And
you got to keep the lights on, so you're selling, you're working the makeup counters.
We both happen to like makeup artists.
Do we have her mic on?
Hello?
I'm not hearing much there.
We bonded over gloss.
Gloss, yeah.
Wow, that's sweet.
We did. Well, I knew Jude was a great songwriter, and I went to see her at the Bluebird, and I was blown away.
Wow.
She can write songs. She can sing. We need to get together.
And I knew how talented Aaron was. I'd heard all about her, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take a chance, and I'm going to email her and see if she would want to ever write and sing together and see what could happen. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't long after that. We got together and that was it.
That was it. Started writing all the time, every day.
Yeah. Wow. So this was after you met at Sephora?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
You know my favorite part of that story?
Which is?
Sephora?
No. I'm assuming that this was all before the Nashville television show came on.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because one of the things you said is, and I just got the best table in the house, and I went and watched Jude.
That doesn't happen.
Because you can't
anymore.
Get in the Bluebird anymore.
No, that doesn't work.
Around the building.
We'll just go down the Bluebird and play a set.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to bring the band. We'll just do a show to there tonight.
And Jude played with the biggest hit writers in town in that round. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, for me to have a seat right behind James Slater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, I'm somewhat of a regular at Sephora. I'm sure we've probably met there.
Yeah.
My wife shops there all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
He sure, bonds over gloss quite often.
Quite often. I love me some gloss.
Yeah.
But Aaron, you spent some time at Belmont.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, how has that education that you got there helped you in your career so far?
Oh, so much. Especially any kind of marketing, press, those kind of classes. I was a composition major, so I was vocal performance. So I had a lot of theory and a lot of, you know, just learning my instruments and a lot of that. But the classes that I really got a lot out of were the pure music business classes. I mean, they were, it was undeniable. Like, just great. And then I had an internship my freshman year. So I started in the door just working with companies. So because I really wanted to just know how everything worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
How is a great
school. How does it work?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure
it out. We don't know that.
Okay.
We don't. No, no. I mean, if we knew that, that's a million-dollar question.
Dang it. I was hoping we'd finally get the answer.
How does it work?
Go to songpreneur.com.
There you go.
Amanda's.
That's right.
Okay, Phyllis, I want you to get right into the microphone. We're going to turn this over to you for a minute because the Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg, not only was Kim and Amanda's been a part of them too. Amanda Williams, an integral part. Kim Williams and Amanda Williams, an integral part of the festival. But really, Kim's history in East Tennessee and his connection with the songwriters in East Tennessee. He's always had a real soft spot for.
Yeah, he had a vision for what this festival could be. He wanted it to grow, and this is the sixth year of it. And it's grown every year. Yep. We've got some of the best songwriters ever up there. I mean, we're talking world.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide. And Kim wanted to get his buddies up there just for a little vacation and get to the mountains and cool off and just have fun and do a little picking and riding and communion with the rest of them. It's almost like a family, you know that.
Yeah.
And I want to say, while I'm talking, I appreciate y'all having us on WSM. This is way cool.
It's way cooler. We feel very grateful to be on with you, Phyllis. We love you.
We met you the first year we went.
First year, and we fell in love with you and Kim the first year.
I was
so kind.
Yeah, you were easy to be kind to. They're great, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we've ended up doing shows at the Sound Biscuit,
yes.
Either before or after you guys.
Yes.
You do the shows with Tony Mullins, and that's just crazy.
I remember the guitar string popped, and Danny Wells got up and switched it out.
Wells,
right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So that's really fun to follow, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Try being in a
so
round
much.
With him.
We have.
Yeah.
We've
done several. Yeah.
But let's talk about that, because and I think you touched on that, Phyllis. It is a family, and not only is it these monstrous world class hit songwriters,
no,
but then it's other writers. You know, it's and we're all kind of hanging out together. It's not like they're over there, and you can sit here.
The ones who are signed up for the songwriting seminars and whatnot, they get to write with some of the seasoned writers here in Nashville.
Right.
They always blow me away with the great songs that they write.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And they're cutting songs for an album, I think, are going to, you know, they're going to have that in a year or two and just have a whole compilation, which they're all great songs. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Well, I do have to say that the Smoky Mountain Festival feels like family more than any other festival I've ever played at. And I mean, what do you think it is about how they do things that makes it feel that way?
Can I just say, as you know, somebody who has been there and you know, gone pretty much every year. I think we've been there 5 years. And the songwriters are so kind and love. Mm-hmm. These big, huge hit writers are just so kind to everybody and so welcoming. And I just feel like that's a different environment that there is than that any other festival really isn't quite like that.
Right.
This is very unique and very different. And I think Kim and Doug Johnson set the precedent for that.
Well, the established songwriters love to teach.
Yeah.
And
they
love to play their songs. They love to, just got to pay their pizza, though. Get them off the porch.
Well, but the audiences are great, too. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons.
And the volunteers.
The volunteers. Amazing.
They just want to hear great songs and great music. And everybody's having fun on every stage.
Yes.
There's hit writers playing with, you know,
anybody listening to this right now, if you've got nothing to do this next coming weekend, come on up to Gatlinburg.
Come on. I promise
you'll have fun.
You're going to have a great time. You can go to the website, smswf.com. That's Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival.com, or just Google Smoky Mountain Songwriters and you'll get to it. There's going to be so much there. Gosh, how many How many venues and I mean, how
I
many writers?
Know.
It's some
all
ridiculous.
Over
all
town.
Of them, pretty all much in town. All over town.
There's I know that Con Hunley's going to have a show.
Yeah.
And I know that the Garth Riders are going to have a show.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Tony Arata, Pat Alger, yeah. and Victoria Shaw.
Victoria yep. Shaw. Yeah. yeah. Amazing rider. Amazing human beings.
Yep.
Yes.
And let's see who Doug. I will have to mention Doug Johnson, yes. of course. He's a great friend of ours.
And
he's
Lisa like, will be there. I love.
Oh
I love
yeah,
Lisa.
Awesome. Of course, and Danny Wales.
Bobby Tomberlin.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a bluegrass bunch that is out of this world. We've got Steve Gulley.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
Jerry
Larry
Sally.
Cordell.
Larry Cordell.
Jerry mm-hmm. Sally. Carl Jackson. Jackson. I mean, yeah. We've got the big
Carl
time.
Carl Jackson.
Yeah, we yep. got the big time boys up there.
You do.
yep.
Yeah. And plus, we have a lot of ones have been with us from the first, and the ones that are learning, and we let them perform too. I mean, why not? Because
right.
they're great.
Right.
Yeah. Molly, you remember
Molly
her?
Jean.
Yes.
Molly
yes.
Jean. She's a big listener of the show. She's probably listening right
I
now.
I hope you are, Molly.
Actually,
hello,
I
love you.
I hope she isn't. It's like 10 o'clock her time.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Molly Jean,
she's
you should
bigger,
not be staying
It's a
late.
School night, young lady.
She's getting bigger. I'm hoping, I bet her parents let her listen.
You oh, think so?
Good. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
No, we love Molly Jean, and we just have a good time watching these gals play, the Darlins.
Oh,
and
yes,
so we're going to take a break here, but we're going to have them come back and play, and we're going to talk more about their music and their career. But this segment was brought to you by, speaking of the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival, Dogwood Cabins, which is where we're going to be staying.
Yeah.
As much as we love Gatlinburg, we really like getting out of Gatlinburg at night and having a little bit of quiet time. And that's what we get at Dogwood Cabins in Townsend, Tennessee. It's just a fantastic place to go chill out and look for bear. And have a, the only bear I've seen there is the chocolate bear, which is the great place to get a hot chocolate over there.
Oh. Yeah.
I actually saw a bear one night.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. About two or three blocks over from the main street.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh boy.
There you
not
go.
At Dogwood Cabins though.
No, not
good.
At Dogwood.
Not good. Dogwood Cabins.
You can find them at dogwoodcabins.com and we are going to be back with a whole lot more of the Darlins and the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival here on the Music Row Show. So come on back.
My heart in pieces scattered over hell's half acre. You left it there to bleed. Your words like hay keep swaying. They ain't worth the saying. Don't try them all on me. They're falling on deaf ears. Tell it to the black crows, the scarecrows, baby. Black crows, the scarecrows. Get a head start because love's done. Buried and I ain't going back.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Black Crows and Scarecrows. That's the Darlins off of their Crush CD, which
yes.
is not came out not too long ago, so you can go find that online, I'm sure.
Yes.
Where do we go to find it?
You oh, can boy. Go to thedarlins.com,
yes.
or you
just
can go to
everywhere.
iTunes, Amazon, anywhere
iTunes.
The music is digital.
Yep,
you can find it.
And you got to make sure it's the Darlins,
the Darlins,
no
not
G.
the Darlings.
No. We kicked that G out.
You
long
kicked that G out,
and the apostrophe too.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Get the heck out of here.
Get the heck out. What are you doing in there?
So what clicked for you two together as songwriters when you guys mm-hmm. first started getting together? When you know, because you guys have co-written
yeah.
with enough people to know that
yes.
it doesn't always click.
Oh, no,
it
absolutely.
Rarely clicks.
Exactly.
Rarely does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Jude and I would always have the best conversations
yes.
just as friends, knowing each other.
Yeah.
And then when we sat down to write, it just seemed like we were writing about things we'd talked about.
It's
and
so
she's
true.
So musical, and she's such a great guitar player, and I feel a little bit better about lyrics with me, and not
yes.
so much the guitar area. So she had that. And so she would have great riffs and great melodies, and
we would put our stories to them. So
we just had fun. Yeah. And, you know, really, that's the main thing about our duo. We have the best time. And I love Aaron. We have the same work ethic and the same, you know, end dream and desires. And we just work really well together. And I love writing with her. She's a great storyteller. And she's very factual about everything. Well, now, if we said that, we got to say, I'm like, what? I just write the melodies. I don't know.
So now, Aaron, never let the truth get in the way of a good rhyme.
I just got, to know, any songs about lip gloss?
Oh, well, you mentioned that.
Funny you should say that. Really?
There was a song we wrote because there was the title was a lip gloss.
Yeah.
So not really about lip gloss, but the title came from that. Though.
I'm telling you, there's going to be one that comes out. Okay. Lipstick or gloss
just
or something.
The whole line, an eyeliner song, a lipstick song.
Just trust me, it's coming.
I just saw this thing my wife showed me the other day. They came out with some sort of base that peels off. You know, it's like a mask or something.
Really?
You know?
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
It's like waterproof. I think you go swimming with it.
Oh, the bubble mask.
I love that. Eyeshadow.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I love that you know so much.
Scott's looking at me like, what?
Like very educated. Your wife has you very well to me.
Yeah, Hino's very educated in makeup.
Yeah, don't ask me about sports, but hey.
But hey, I could. That's a foundation. Yeah.
Oh man.
Good times.
You know, people love that. I think about us the most is we met at Sephora and that we have our tagline, which is "Bluegrass with a smoky eye."
Right.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's everyone's favorite thing about
That's
us,
a makeup thing, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you.
Smoky eye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Beauty Tips with Hino.
Yeah. Here we are. Yeah.
My tip: don't do what I do. All right. Well, you've got your beautiful instruments in your hand. You feel like playing something for us?
Sure. You bet.
Sure will.
Can I just say I'd like to send this out to my family who is all listening in Yakima, Washington.
All right.
I love you all so much. And this is out for Grandma Vaughn.
Aww. It's called Pistol.
Well, I can tell by the way you're looking at me. You need someone to blame, but I ain't the enemy. If you can't keep hold of your man, then don't come round here pointing your finger at me. I ain't no one-night lover, I'm a leaver. Shake 'em and break 'em, lying and cheating, pearl-handled homewrecker. I know what I've been told. I'm a pistol. Yeah. I got a kick that'll rattle you in your boots. And like a six-shot revolver, you wanna keep me close to you. So get a grip and pull the hammer back. Taste the smoke from the barrel if you can handle that. Ain't no one-night lover, I'm a leaver. Shake 'em and break 'em, lying and cheating, pearl-handled homewrecker. Know what I've been told, and I'm a pistol. No matter how you try to hide, you're never gonna run. See, it's a little too late for that. Once a bullet's left the gun. Lying, cheating, pearl-handled homewrecker. Know what I've been told. I'm a pistol. Yeah, I'm a pistol. my pistol. Ooh, yeah.
Woo!
Wow, I like that.
Thank you.
Wow. So, okay, Yakima, huh?
Yakima, Washington.
So, you know, awesome. I'm an Oregon guy.
You're Oregon?
We need to talk.
What?
Yes.
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Get out of here.
Are you from
Portland? My son, who used to be the producer here, just moved to Portland.
What?
What? What?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I've been to Portland, Maine.
We have lots to talk about.
Oh, we need to talk. Let's talk. Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't count.
That's crazy.
Now, something kind of cool happened to y'all recently. Mm-hmm. You signed up with VMG.
We signed with VMG.
Jim Vest, he's been around for a long time, knows his stuff. Now, I also know you guys have been independent for a long time.
Yes.
So what are your expectations with the label from the perspective of an artist who's done well as an independent? What is it you're looking for?
It's so great because we just have a team now.
Yes.
So, you know, everything we did together, I mean, it's a lot of work, but it was worth it. It's great. We've built so much, but now we have other people involved and we're all fighting for the same vision and it just feels really good. And Buddy Hyatt has been a part of our lives for a long time.
Listen to
and
this.
You know
this
what?
Is Buddy
we
Hyatt.
Know
this
you guys
is the Buddy Hyatt
story.
Show.
We
yeah.
know you guys have some stories. He told us already. He said, they're going to be telling you stories. Yeah, he's a part of the label as well. So we couldn't be happier. These are people
so
we
happy.
Know and love and that love us. So it's just great.
That's
it's
fantastic.
A great team.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
oh, we're
you.
So excited. Thank yeah, you yeah. so much. Yes.
So I guess piano is going to be prominently featured
oh,
on all of your music.
You know it is.
Because I'm a pistol.
Exactly.
Well, Aaron, you said that earlier in your career you'd wish that you'd recorded more songs that you had written rather than songs that, you know, from other writers.
Right.
Well, what happened at the time that you weren't able to record your songs?
Well, at the time, I was a young writer. I was still in school, and I had a great opportunity to work with amazing people. I mean, great and incredible songwriters. And so I had songs pitched to me, and I had a demo deal. I had a lot of stuff going, but I did miss that. I was writing as a kid. I wrote a lot of songs, but it seemed like at the time with this new deal and a new manager, I needed the best songs out there.
Yeah.
And so when I recorded the songs that I did, they were all great songs, but I always felt like there was just missing something. It wasn't coming from me, and I knew that instinctually. I'm one of those artists. I feel like I need to write. I need to write what I'm seeing.
And she's so talented that way. So it needed to come out. You needed to be a writer as well.
So it worked
for
out for the best. You know, those songs are great, and I love them. But I feel like when I started writing the most was really with Jude. Yeah. I mean, I've been writing a lot, but I feel like you've helped me be a better writer, Jude. So thank you.
She has.
Oh, my
gosh. You're right.
You make me a better man.
You made me
you complete me.
Yes, it's true, though. We're like sisters.
We are.
We are so like sisters. I love
my
her so much.
My blue eyeshadow is running now.
Oh, what brand?
What brand?
Stop
what
it, I know. Stop it.
Be waterproof.
Okay, so how would you, Phyllis, how do you describe this festival to a first-timer? Who's hearing this and has said
that wants to be improve their songwriting skills?
Sure, or an audience person,
or just someone who says, you know what, this does sound like fun. We're going to go to Gatlinburg this weekend, and we're going to stay at the Gatlinburg Inn, and we're going to check out the festival.
The first thing you see at the Gatlinburg Inn is a big porch and rocking chairs, and usually they're full of singers and pickers and. You go on into the lobby and people greet you there like they know you.
Yeah.
They've known you all your life, and the people in there picking everywhere you go. They're singing. There's picking.
Guitars, not noses. Mm-hmm. Just, you know.
Well, wow. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna clarify that much.
Don't judge.
Yeah. Thank you. It's probably best not to.
we have a ball. I mean, like I told. Everybody, I'm not I don't write, I don't sing, I don't play, but I really, really enjoy the music. Every restaurant you go in to eat, if it's a hot dog or a steak, you're going to hear music that week. It's everybody plays, all the venues. I don't even know how many places they they have the singing, but it's all over town.
You got Sound Biscuit. You have the Sound Biscuit stage right there at the Gatlinburg Inn. You have Christelle Creek.
You have three Jimmies.
You have the Ship Pub.
What is that one where they insult you all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Dick's Last Resort.
There you go.
No, I call that my house. Honey, I'm home.
That's called home.
And Greystone, some of the hotels do the bigger venues. I think that's where Con Hunley and the Garth Riders are going to be performing, so.
That's fantastic. But all the details are at smswf.com.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that I think Sandy Montgomery Reeves, she's the one who founded this festival. Mm-hmm. And it's a vision that we all have in East Tennessee, because it is so, I mean, it's home of bluegrass, country, you name it. I mean, I know Nashville is the county seat of country music, but
the birthplace is East Tennessee. Yes. Is that Bristol? Yeah. Right, yeah. The whole area.
Yeah, Carter Fole.
That's right.
Yeah. But I think music binds everybody together. If there can be any kind of peace at all in this world, I'm thinking it might be with the music. Mm-hmm. I really do. Mm-hmm. But, 'cause look at all the emotions that a song can create in your mind.
Right. So true.
Uh-huh. I mean.
Well, Jude, speaking of music, your mom was actually a concert pianist, right? I mean, so you grew up listening to a lot of classical music, I'm sure, and probably played a lot of it, you know? So how does that background influence your country writing? I mean, does that kind of...
Well, Daddy was a country fan, right?
Dad was a country fan, big time. Mm-hmm. Yes. Loretta Lynn.
Me too.
Yes. And mm-hmm. who isn't, right?
Yeah.
But Mom, you know, listening to her practice all the time on the piano, I just had a love for music and melody and Bach and Mozart and those, you know, amazing composers. I felt like I got a really amazing sense of melody that way.
Yeah.
And when Mom really tried to get me to play piano, I just was like, it just wasn't my instrument. But when I picked up the guitar, it was just like, it was just natural. It was just the way to go. I just loved it so much, and I really never put it down after that.
That's awesome.
You have a very bluesy, percussive guitar style. who are your six string influences, and when did you first pick up the guitar?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it was kind of, I mean, really in high school, actually, of all things. I just really felt like something was missing. And when I picked up the guitar, it all made sense. And I listened to so much. My brother was a big blues fan, a huge Stones, and he loved all kinds of folk type of music and Neil Young. And he just had a great variety of music that he listened to all the time, and a big fan. So I kind of jumped on that bandwagon and, you know, would sit in my room for hours and hours and pluck out these little tunes. And even though he'd pound on the wall, like, shut up, sister. I kept at it, thank goodness.
So, but your mom being a classically trained person, she didn't mind you pursuing the country thing then?
You know, I don't think they ever understood it. They were like, what is our daughter doing, for God's sake? They'd be like, oh, this is great, you're playing a show. Now, are you going to make some money?
I know.
Are you going to make some money this time? And that went on for a long time. And,
I get a free burger.
Right. But I don't think they quite, because she was classically trained and it was a conservative family, I don't think they kind of understood the drive that I had and the ambition I had to really pursue this career. Mm-hmm. I think they did after a while, after I kept at it and it wasn't just a, you know, phase. Mm-hmm. So they eventually jumped on and were really excited and proud.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yes, we are.
All right, well, you want to go ahead and take a break?
Let's take a break. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with more of the Darlins and Phyllis Williams here talking about the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival coming up this weekend. Go to thedarlins.com, go to smswf.com. Boy, if I said that wrong, go to SNM.com.
No, don't go there.
We're going to be right back with more of the Music Row Show.
You know.
Bone. A pain so deep of a fire gone cold. Heard the whispers in the wind blowing through the grain. Muddy in the waters of our good name. Here lies the pieces of a heart you broke. Say it ain't so.
Aw, oh, say it ain't so. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are here with the Darlins, and that was a song of theirs called Say It Ain't So. So I won't. But I did. So welcome back. Now, you guys are both veterans of many competitions over the years. What advice would you give to other artists who are thinking about jumping into that scene and doing some competitions?
It's great. Well, it's odd. Some of the things that have happened to us is so, it's really weird because we had just started writing together.
Yes.
And then I got a call from a friend that said there's a contest at the Nashville Palace and whoever wins is going to open for Daryl Worley at the Wilson County Fair. And I thought, we just started. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to see?
What are we going to
so
do?
So we went down there and did the last day of the preliminaries and we won that.
And then
with a song we just wrote. And then we went back the week later and somehow we won the whole thing. And I think the trick really maybe just, we wrote a song we loved.
Yes.
And we had it down. I mean, we rehearsed so much that it was, I knew exactly what she was going to sing before
out.
She sang
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, the right place at the right time.
And I think just being yourselves,
yeah.
you know, and really just following up your heart with the
hurts.
Music.
Right.
It never hurts.
Yeah.
And that's sort of maybe what was appealing to them about us as we were fresh and mm-hmm. loved what we were doing. And mm-hmm. we had a new energy about
wasn't
us.
Wasn't Bill
maybe.
Cody a judge? Right.
I was about to say, it was a WSM contest.
Yeah, it was WSM. Contest, if Bill Cody interviewed
we're
us.
We're like at home right now.
A lot of people don't know this, but Bill Cody's deaf, so... No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
What?
Whatever.
I'm kidding.
Did not know.
Hey.
No, he knows good music when he hears
he's
it. Definitely.
Guy. What a sweetheart. Yeah.
We'd like to thank you for listening to our last ever broadcast on WSM.
Last time on the air.
Way to go, Hino.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the Scott Show from now on.
So, hey,
that's right.
Let's talk about September 8th. That's kind of a cool date.
It is.
Phonetically, it sounds good. September 8th. If only there was something cool going on that day.
I wonder what could be happening.
I don't know.
It might have something to do with blackberry whiskey.
I just
which sounds kind of good.
Tell us about that.
Well, we have a single coming out that Buddy Hyatt and Shane Barrett produced for us.
There's
and
that name again.
It's called Buddy Hyatt. It's called Blackberry Whiskey. It's a song we wrote with Robin Ruddy, and we're so excited about it. And you can buy it on September 8th. That's when it comes out.
Very, very cool.
Nice.
And we're going to play a little bit of it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Get the first.
Just
give
them
a little taste.
When we come back from the next break, we're going to play just a little bit of
Blackberry Whiskey. Just a little bit
of Blackberry Whiskey. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And congrats on the Josie Awards nomination.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
That's a big deal. Duo of the Year mm-hmm. and Video
awesome.
Of the Year.
Mm-hmm. I know. This is like all this stuff. It's a God thing. Exactly. All these things are falling into our lap. We're like, oh my gosh.
Talk about how that recognition helps you as you're out there trying to book and mm-hmm. do other things.
Oh my mm-hmm. gosh, that's an amazing honor to be mm-hmm. nominated for those things by the Josie Awards, which are the largest independent music awards. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how we got nominated or who knew about us or whatever, but mm-hmm. it's just fantastic.
Yeah. It helps. And it's great to get recognition when you've worked on your own.
Yes,
you know,
for so long.
Well, we just signed just a few days ago, but before that, prior, we did this by ourselves. So it feels good. It feels like validation.
It really does. Like, we just feel so grateful mm-hmm. for everything that's happening. Oh, yeah. We really do.
That's awesome. We're happy for you.
But when it comes to trying to book shows and that kind of thing. I mean, does that, I'm guessing, gives you some credibility.
Yeah, sure.
And
it absolutely does.
Yeah. So you make sure to make sure that they know.
Right.
And put that out there.
When we send them our press kit or our EPK, whatever, all that's in there. And they look at all the things we've done. And I think that really does help us a lot with all of our bookings and shows.
So you're all getting so famous that I won't be able to afford.
Oh, heck no. That's not going to happen ever. This woman has priority all the time, okay?
But they won't come on our show again, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, no. Absolutely. No. Anytime.
Talk more about just as independent artists for our listeners who are in wherever, Oklahoma or wherever, and thinking, boy, I want to try doing this. I want to, you know, take it to the next level.
Yeah.
What are some of the realities about booking shows? And I mean, what are the challenges for you all?
Oh, it's interesting you bring that up. We were just talking to someone about this. I had about a year ago or so, I think we had emailed maybe 20 state fairs or county fairs. Mm-hmm. Things, some of them were close to where we're from, you know?
Yeah.
And out of all of them, maybe two or three people respond, and they respond with, "You're not signed with a label, therefore we can't book you." Or, "You don't have a booking agent. This is coming from the artist, so they wouldn't even look at anything." So it was frustrating. It is frustrating.
I think maybe for anybody getting into this too, remember it's all about the song.
Mm-hmm.
You learn your craft, and you really hone in on your songs, because that's really what matters most.
Right.
And that's what we really aspire to, is becoming better and better writers. And also, you love it. And so you're willing to play a million times for nobody in an audience in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just have to have a great attitude. Like, it's a huge stadium, like you're playing for millions. Like you just always keep a good attitude and stay with it. And
that's why they're making it.
Aww.
Their attitude and their love for it.
That's awesome. Let's take a break. We're going to be back with more of the Darlins and more about the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival. You're listening to The Music Row Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Blackberry Whiskey.
Yes, Blackberry Whiskey.
That's the single that's coming out on September 8th.
And that was the first time that's ever been played on WSM
Radio. Anywhere.
Anywhere. Y'all got the exclusive.
Wow.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
We love y'all.
We're so lucky.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Love y'all.
Okay, so if you want to come see the Darlins this weekend, and you should, and then you want to come see us too, we're going to be playing there. But where are y'all playing? Do you know where you're at?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Friday night, we're going to be playing at Three Jimmy's at
8.
With Tony Mullins.
With Tony. At 8:15.
That's going to be a great show.
And then
show.
Saturday, we've got the Sound Biscuit stage at the Gatlinburg Inn at 8:15.
Yeah,
7:15.
And we've asked a special guest to join us. So you must come and see who that special guest is.
Very special guest.
And what are you doing around 10 o'clock Saturday night?
I think we're open.
I think you're going to be.
Come to Christel Creek.
Christel Creek is the place to be.
We're just going to do a jam. We're doing the Music Row Show jam. So come play.
We will.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding?
We'll jam out. Yeah.
Now, I love that place.
Tony Mullins, who we've just mentioned a couple times, is such a quiet, understated.
He is. He's very shy.
Very shy, understated type
so
of guy.
Shy.
He's got to come out of his shell.
One of these days. So how did you guys meet and start working with him?
Well, I met Tony because when I first moved here, I basically knew nobody. And I was very fortunate to be introduced to a girl who worked for Universal. And her name is Katie, and she was so lovely and sweet and took me under her wing and introduced me to everybody there. And Tony was a writer there at the time. And we just all hit it off, the three of us. And so we became just best buddies, and we just started going out and hanging out and writing. And that's basically how it happened. We've been friends ever since. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful, absolutely a wonderful man.
He is.
He's been so good to me. I love him. I love him so much. So
definitely one of the funniest people you'll ever see.
And then he met Aaron. He loves Aaron. So cool. And he calls us his darlings. Yeah. His darlings.
His darlings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, would Tony's darlings feel like singing one more song? Ooh. You got one more in you?
Should we do Crush? Do you want to do Crush?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right.
You guys want to hear one more?
Yeah, I do.
A title track.
Our listeners do, too.
In fact, I'd like to hear the rest of that Blackberry Whiskey.
Do you want to play? Should we play the whole song?
Sure.
Do that and play
you want to? No, we want to hear you guys play. Yeah.
Well, we'll play. You want to play Blackberry Whiskey?
You want to play
Sure.
Sorry, we kind of threw him for a little loop there. Okay. Sorry about that.
We were just disappointed they didn't show up with some blackberry whiskey because we really wanted to taste that.
The next time we see them, they will have blackberry whiskey lip gloss.
That's right. Quite the discussion about the gloss and possible eyeshadow.
Yes.
Rouge.
Yeah.
Should
we do Crush? You want to do blackberry whiskey or Crush?
Oh, Crush or blackberry whiskey?
Either or.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Crush.
Crush. Okay.
He'll play the other one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes I want you, sometimes I want you too much. Crush, crush, strung out, addicted, addicted to your touch. I need holy water and a rosary. I'm going down to the river, gonna purify me. Feels like a curse, can't get enough. You got me all jacked up. Like a curse, can't get enough. You got me all jacked up. Can't get enough. You got me all jacked up. Crush. Crush.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
And that video is out there too. It's called Crush. Yes.
That's right.
That video.
What was the name of it again?
What's the name?
That's
a good thing when you repeat the title ten million times.
What cracks me up is when you'll hear a song like that and then the title is something completely
different. Yeah, right.
You
know? No.
That was springtime in Connecticut.
Yeah, right.
You know? Oh man!
So Aaron, you're like you're like a unicorn.
You are a unicorn
because you're a Nashville native.
I know.
I don't know many Nashville natives.
Outskirts. It's Nashville.
You're right here.
Right.
Right. Yes. So did you have a musical family as well?
Well, my dad's sisters and his family. I mean, the gospel runs in the family. Like they're great singers. My dad's sisters are amazing. So, but in my immediate family, my sister played piano. But other than that, nobody sang. Like my sisters and my brother, nobody sang, nobody really did music. But and Danielle, my sister, took piano lessons, but I don't know if she loved it. But she was really good, and that's why I wanted to learn music was because I heard her play all the time. So
why did you pick the mandolin?
Mandolin, I just fell in love with the sound. I was in school and I needed another instrument for a class, and my boyfriend, that's now my husband, had a mandolin that he had just
purchased.
Mr.
Eye Candy,
Glenn, and I stole it from him. Because I needed it. And I just never put it down. I loved the sound and I loved writing songs on it. It was just, it was easy. I have small hands, so it works.
And it sounds great.
Love it so much. I want to pick. One of these days I will.
I like the strumming. It's different. I love that.
Add something with the guitar. It's just kind of different.
So if you go to smswf.com, you can check out the schedules. Find out when the Darlins are playing. Find out when we're playing. Find out when all the big hit songwriters are playing. My goodness, it is just an amazing lineup. Every year I go, I can't believe they let us in.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's so great. And then they have the contest. They have song contests. Yes. They have seminars. They have training, like you said, with Doug Johnson. And
they have song contests. I mean, they put a bunch of songs in and they get to...
And on top of that,
for cash money,
you're in Gatlinburg. I mean, it's beautiful there.
And you're in Gatlinburg.
You're in the Smoky Mountains. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It's a great time to go.
And then big after party at Hino's Cabin on Friday night, too.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll be doing makeup tips.
Yes. We'll be. No, we won't.
I want to see that.
I'll put it out in order.
Okay.
There you go.
So your website, thedarlins.com. Are you guys touring? Anything we need to know about? Are you going to be playing anywhere else?
We're kicking off Gatlinburg. And then from there, we're putting something together right now because we really want to promote Blackberry Whiskey.
Yes, we've got a lot going on. You'll hear from us.
Yes.
If you're following them on the socials and on their website, as soon as everything's ready to launch, it's going to launch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait. Aww.
I want the first table. Okay.
Phyllis gets the first lip gloss.
Yeah.
The Blackberry Whiskey lip gloss.
Hino gets the second.
Yes, I can tell.
All right.
Plenty to go around.
So what else should you tell our listeners? What else do they need to know about September 8th and about the Darlins?
Just please follow us. Mm-hmm. We love you. We love our fans. Mm-hmm. We try to always get back to every comment, every email, every whatever message.
Speaking of email too, if you sign up for our email list at thedarlins.com, we give you free music. So things that you,
seven songs.
Yeah. And there's a cover in there just thrown in the mix.
Yes.
So, but you have fans.
We do.
So my question is, what's that one?
You know, we think of it as friends. It's just there's a lot of people. Yeah. I love reading social media tweets in the morning. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I just love
do socials in the morning over coffee.
Talking to friends. Uh-huh. So hi, awesome. How are you?
Well, we love them all. We love all of them. So encourage more fans. People, please follow us and listen to us. Love it.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival.
See you in a couple days.
And we'll see the rest of you on the next Music Row Show. Go check us out at themusicrowshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, go write something.